Hi, I'm Susan Clark.
And I'm Chris Marie Campbell.
Welcome to the Beauty of Conflict podcast. Have you ever wanted to take some of what you've learned on the podcast to the next level? Well, check out our new step-by-step, easy-to-use team kit to get your team from avoiding conflict to discovering the beauty in conflict.
To learn more, go to www.thriveinc.com/team-kit. That's www.thriveinc.com/team-kit. Welcome to our 100th episode of the Beauty of Conflict podcast. Susan, I don't know when we first started this that we'd even think we would get to 100 episodes. Tell me.
I totally agree, Chris Marie. I wasn't really sure we were going to get through the first few that we did. And we have, you know, it's been such a process and an evolution. Mm-hmm. And hopefully some of you may even have heard the very first episode. I continue to hear from some of our listeners how that first episode sounded like maybe the sound wasn't perfect. You know,
you know, it's why we wrote The Beauty of Conflict. And just for context, we started this over 2 years ago and we were about to publish our Beauty of Conflict for Couples book,
Igniting Passion, Intimacy, and Connection in Your Relationship.
And we were working with, Cher Hale, who we love as a PR person. She was helping us get promoted and she got us on the Today Show. So shout out to Cher. And she connected us with Stacey Harris, who is a marketing gal, and she helped us demystify creating a podcast. So if you're thinking about it, reach out to Stacey Harris. She was great. We mapped out our first episodes. We figured out our equipment. We got our room set up so that we're still in the same place recording our podcasts.
Yes. And it has been. I mean, it has been an evolution. It's been an evolution in terms of its content. It's been an evolution in terms of how we've delivered it. And each step of the way, there's been something new that's been evolving into this.
Absolutely.
So we kind of wanted to spend today talking a little bit about how this has been a passion project for us, mm-hmm. and what we've enjoyed about it and some of the challenges of it, as well as giving you some insights into where we're going.
Yes, because when we started it, we were launching our couples book. And so we did lots of episodes. We actually interviewed couples that were in our Couples Alive programs, workshops that we had led. And those are some of the best episodes with Sam and Jennifer. I think their episode, let me get their title so people can find that. Getting Past Being Polite with Sam and Jennifer. That was one of our early ones that I really liked.
That was. And one of my favorite couples, we interviewed Jackie Shannon Hollis with Bill Hollis as she was releasing her book. That one was called Staying Vulnerable and Curious in Conversation. And what I loved about that one, and they were dear friends, but also—
They are dear friends.
They are dear friends. They did it from their closet as we were doing it from our laundry room. I mean, the things we learned about how people did podcasting and what that meant. You know?
Because you need a space where you don't have a lot of like windows. So that's why we're in our no window room so that the sound production is as best as it can be. And we've learned how to actually improve our sound quality too.
I believe so. And we've gone through, we're in our third
production company.
Yeah. And they continue to help us, you know, evolve and get better at these things.
Well, we hope you find that way. But we wanted to, because what you need to know about Susan and I, for those of you that don't know us personally or haven't worked with us, is we have a wide spectrum of work. A big chunk of our work is working with leaders and teams and typically doing two-day offsites when we can work in person. We're doing virtual ones now. And we really help teams reduce politics, break down silos, work collectively, get rid of gossip, and deal with difficult personalities.
Now, in the beginning, we actually did have some interviews with some of the leaders that we have worked with. Like, I loved when we got to interview Evan Fine. And also,
let's just talk about that, because that was integrating the beauty of conflict in business and life. And Evan, we had worked with, gosh, like a decade earlier. And I think, Susan, you were saying you really liked how vulnerable he was in the episode.
And how personal he was about how he applied it both to his team so completely and fully and in his life.
Yeah.
And now, so that was wonderful. And he continues to work with us. So, you know, that's been a nice, you know, addition to
this. It's like that was episode number 3 and the production quality was not that great, but the content is terrific if you want to listen to that one.
Yes.
Evan is a great guy.
Now, another one that I thought was really good back then, I think you mentioned it when we were going through this, was with Joanne Cavalla, who we have actually interviewed
a couple
as a couple and as her from her work perspective, because we had worked with her years ago.
And she's a woman leader, and we worked with her company, and she talked about how feelings can help a team connect. And in that episode, she is also very vulnerable, and she talks about how she kind of broke down this armor of who she was as a high-powered woman and was more of a human with her team, and how that actually just accelerated their results as a team and how powerful that was. And I know in our armoring, we never want to let them see me sweat sort of thing can override our humanness with our teams. And whether you're a male leader or a female leader, being more human helps people connect to you. And that's a great episode if you're wanting to learn more about that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think I was bringing that up because as you were talking about the work we do, what was one of our earlier things in the podcast was we did actually bring in people who had worked with us directly, either been in one of our couples workshops or we had worked with their team in business.
We even brought in Gabriella Schuster, who was a CVP at Microsoft, because we'd work with her for about a year and a half with her personally. You were her coach, Susan, and also the team over time.
Yes.
And how she's transitioned.
Yes, we may be bringing her back in again.
Yes.
As she's moved into this next phase of her career and really passionate about bringing women into tech and equity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's coming.
So, I mean, that's the work we do with business teams. We certainly do couples work. We're going to do another Haven Couples Alive this fall up in, if all the borders stay open and everything's good, we're crossing the border at the end of October. And that is really how to deal with those irreconcilable differences that come up, just how to be a me in the midst of a we. We have a podcast on that one as well. But how to show up as fully you in relationship and still maintain the relationship.
Yes. And, you know, the other thing that was going on at that particular time that I thought did influence our podcast a lot, because Cher, when we were starting, Cher was getting us on a lot of other people's podcasts because of our book coming out. And so we had the opportunity to be interviewed by people, some who had done podcasts for a very long time. And we got the benefit of learning from them some of the things, the tricks of the trade, so to speak. And that was actually really a wonderful experience as well, to be able to be in and talk to somebody else doing this work and discovering how they had perfected it.
It's true. It also it made it look like, oh, we can do that.
Yeah.
Just like listeners, you might be thinking, I could do that. And I'm not sure if I said this, but Cher was such a great PR person. She got us on so many different people's podcasts when we were launching our book, and even in Shape Magazine on the Today Show. And it was really, she's just a fabulous PR person.
Yes. I mean, I was thinking of, it reminded me of like two different times. I think she got us the first time on Paula's podcast. She was, do you remember? It was around stress. And then she
Paula
brought us
Phelps.
Back, Paula Phelps. And then she brought us back in.
Paula Phelps, yeah.
Yes. We haven't had her on ours yet. So that's something.
That's a good point. Good point.
Okay.
And Cher even got us, I have to just say this, just another shout out for Cher Hale, is she also got us on The Great Day Houston. We flew to Texas to be on a TV show.
Yes.
And that was really cool.
So the things, the opportunities that this podcast brought for us and our business were huge. And it evolved. And then it took on a whole different twist during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a whole different experience.
Well, we were supporting Microsoft at the time COVID hit. And we were doing the team building and leadership coaching with Gabriella and her team. And all of a sudden COVID hit. And then the social justice issues hit. And we said, hey, let us pivot. And we're just going to do Unpack Your Stress. We're going to help people deal with this uncertainty. And so then we also pivoted in our podcast, like, oh my gosh, how to deal with uncertainty, how to deal with stress, all these different episodes on how to take care of yourself in the midst of this really crazy time.
And a couple of the ones that really stood out for me during that time was like we interviewed
Catherine Hendricks
around the code.
How about if I just say
yes,
that?
Yes, that would be great.
Unlocking the Fear Code with Catherine Hendricks, who is Gay Hendricks' wife. He wrote The Big Leap.
But what I loved about her work was these movement patterns you could do to help you deal with fear. So, you know, and we're still in that. So if you didn't get that one, I suggest you go back and listen to it.
Yeah, that's episode 34. And there are actual physical movements you can do on a daily basis that connect to these different fight, flight, freeze, or faint, these fear responses that we have. And it's a great way, if you're a kinesthetic person, or if you're not, it might be a great way for you to connect into and digest that in a really powerful, positive way.
Another kind of classic from that time frame was our interview, and we've had a couple interviews with the amazing Robin Kelsen. We're a fan, but this one was the one, Becoming More Resilient with Robin Kelsen. And I think it's episode 40.
Yeah.
Is that right? And so that was one, I just love that. I mean, I'm not going to even try to tell you about it because there's a lot to that one. So
oh my
just
gosh.
Go listen.
She is so brilliant. She's taken different people's work and created this built on this six frame model about the keys for resiliency. And she applies it to humans. She applies it to nature. It's so powerful. And so I was trying to keep up with her and kept repeating what she was saying, but help it make it easier for you to digest as a listener. But it's one of the most listened to podcasts that we have.
I do believe it is.
Yeah.
And then we also, during that time, really started to emphasize some of our tools episodes.
Yeah.
And a simple one of the ones that has been, I think, one of the most popular ones is Breathe.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
And that was actually, Stacey Harris said, you know, you should do a series of short, easy to digest tool podcasts. And we did. We did Check It Out, 555, which is a listening tool, Breathe, How to Deal with Defensiveness. There's a whole slew of them that are short little nuggets that you can re-listen to as a way of like, hey, let me practice this tool. And Breathe is one of those. It doesn't say tool on it. A lot of times we've notated them as tools, but they're easy to listen to and practical for you to use.
Now, as we've kind of...
Check It Out is another one. Yeah. Sorry.
As we've continued to emerge, and more recently, I think we've actually begun to realize, hey, we want our listeners, because initially, you know, our listeners were kind of our clients that we were,
yes,
and people we knew. And now we have actually started, we realize our listeners are not just people we know or have worked with, and we want...
It's not just our family. Actually, our family doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, sometimes they do, but not...
not know. Mine.
Anyway, you know, and... But we have started to begin to want to offer things through the podcast that people can have to kind of take back to their life. And
this is from our newest production company, Smooth Podcasting. Big shout out. We love working with Saul and he's
Daniela.
Daniela. The team there is great. And so what we did is we recorded the first three chapters of our business book, The Beauty of Conflict for Teams, basically harnessing your team's competitive advantage. So we made that available as a freebie for you to download for all those people that say, Chris Marie and Susan, why isn't your book on Audible? Well, that is coming. It's a longer project, but at least you can have a little taste of it in the car. If you're driving around, you can listen to the start of our book.
And we also designed and created what we call the Beauty of Conflict Team Kit, which you can access and take a look at and use on your team. And it's designed to be, you know, practical and affordable.
Yeah, what we did is it's about $500 and it's got all these simple to use modules, easy to use presentations. So if you're a leader and you can't afford to bring Susan and I to your team, you can use this program and take your team through these easy to use PowerPoint presentations, and they're designed to have interactive team questions. So it's just a part, it's a little nugget. You have a team discussion, your team starts to develop the skills to be able to deal with conflict, to be more real, to develop trust, break down those differences. And it's a really powerful tool. And we also put in the toxic team killers. There's lots of bonus material.
And I have to laugh because, you know, we did that. And of course, we heard from one of our early adapters to that program, you know, I don't have time for this. I need to just be able to do something. I only have this. I can only get my team together for an hour. So Chris Marie, to her credit, has actually added the exactory summary version for those of you leaders who just think, I don't have enough time for this.
So it's a quick start executive summary presentation that you can do. It's shortened. It's got the nuggets in it. So you quick starts, you can use that. Or if you like the slow drip, you can take your team through this on a weekly basis, little bite-sized pieces.
My own belief is that you should do that quick start and then hopefully you
follow
get the
up.
Benefit of seeing that it would be valuable to follow up. but we can't force that. So.
And really, this is designed to help give you folks access to our content in a way that's easy to use and digestible. We're also, it's still getting created, but we have a speak up kit, which is how to reduce the relationship stress you experience at work and at home. And it's designed predominantly for women and women leaders. However, men have tried it out because we've tested it and they like it. But it's really about how do you speak up? How do you deal with your emotions? Because we find when we're coaching women in particular who have a natural access to a lot of emotional energy, but think it's bad and want to stuff it in the closet, they really limit their ability to set boundaries, their ability to speak up and kind of climb the ladder or do as much as they want to do because they're limiting their own natural resource.
So, you know, as we've begun to kind of add that to the list of things we've been doing, we also realized that I've always enjoyed just our episodes where you and I have bantered back and forth. And, you know, we do experience our conflict, even as we do the beauty of comp. Krishmi likes to have
a plan
and she likes to have it mapped out in front of us. And I sometimes go off road.
Oh my gosh. You know. She does, folks. She goes off road.
And sometimes that, you know, well, we stop it and start again, or better now, we just say smooth podcasting, take that out. But we've learned.
Thank you, smooth podcasting.
We've learned the tricks and the trades of how to do this. But I enjoy when we have those kind of bantering. One of my favorites was when I got to interview. Mm. We're talking about the weight of gold. I had to do with the show by Michael Phelps about the weight of being an Olympian. And I got to interview my favorite Olympian.
Which would be me, for those of you that don't know. And yeah, I really resonated with Michael Phelps' show. He talked about the pressure to perform and how it can drive suicide in Olympic hopefuls or even Olympians. And that I am not unfamiliar with that pressure and how it's not really addressed in the Olympic world. And that having just had the Olympics, I think that's pretty, because you saw Simone Biles and other Naomi, the tennis player, different people starting to bring this mental health issue. Michael Phelps definitely kicked it off because of so much pain that is amidst these Olympic people.
And, you know, I know that that's kind of the big Olympic one. I also thoroughly enjoyed interviewing the diva, Masha, one of Chris Marie's community theater plays. And she came into our little area here. And that was a fun interview, you know, about what it's like to be a diva and owning your diva.
Yes. You know, yes. So. For those women out there that want to own your diva side. It was a great role that I got to do where I played an over the top. Sigourney Weaver played it on Broadway. So that was a really
She's
fun.
She's pretty proud of that.
I am. And actually what was really neat, Susan, when I interviewed you in the episode called Finding Wholeness, Crazy Crack, Warm and Deep. And it was really the process of your writing this book that is still in process, but coming down the pipeline. So we're getting ready for Susan to soon publish her personal memoir this fall. So you'll hear about that, I am sure. But that was a really powerful, you know, episode where I got to, you know, what's behind this, why you write, and what's more. You want to say anything about it?
No.
Wow, that's great.
No, okay. I appreciated that we did it. And, you know, and I know I did hear from a few different
people
the impact of doing that interview.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Actually, when I asked the question, what episodes did you like in our podcast? Because we were prepping for this episode. More than one person said the Finding Wholeness, Crazy Crack, Warm and Deep. So,
you know, here's the thing. For us, is we have gotten so much out of this for ourselves.
We like talking to you.
We like talking, obviously. And we've also learned and developed through this process. And one of the things that now what we're doing is we're actually interviewing and talking to more people now who we actually don't know. We've had leaders asking to be on the show, and we don't know exactly why they want to be on. They give us some information, and then we get the benefit of getting the chance to interview them and support them. And we also have some thought leaders that are coming up that I think you're going to enjoy. And they weren't people who worked with us, but people who we want to kind of continue to share those messages.
There are those. I do want to, before, so we're interviewing people we don't know, but we did get a chance to kind of cherry pick some people that we worked with that we just love. Like, There's Not Enough Time with Jill Farmer. The Power of Wanting with Lucinda Hayden.
That was fun. Yes. She actually coached me in that one.
Yes. I love when we can get a guest to go right into their tools or craft with us real time. Because if you haven't guessed, Susan is a real time immediate human being. Doesn't matter what it looks like, you're going to get real time. But those were a couple of powerful episodes.
And we have a few coming up that I think are going to be like that.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yes.
So that's kind of a new direction we're going in. And also one thing that we have yet to, we're still working on cracking this, is we really would love to hear more from you. And
the listener.
The listener. And who you are. Because we actually started to collect a little more data that let us know that you weren't quite who we thought you were. Like even countries that you're coming from, or the age you are, or the things. So we, you know, if you're listening to this on a regular basis, give us a shout out. Let us know what your favorite episode was, or what you'd like more of.
Yes, because we have we are Renaissance podcasters, meaning we cover a wide berth of business and team pieces, relationship conflict in intimate relationships, and also how to be a whole person. How can you be more of who you are in everything you do and create exactly what you want? That's our, you know, we cover all those areas. And if there's anything that you're wanting to know more about, we would love to support you. And you know, so break the fourth wall, send us an email at thrive@thriving.com. That's thrive@thriveinc.com. And let us know what you like, what you'd like more of. Yeah, if you want to be a guest on the show, we've had people reach out and we actually, I don't think they've been released yet, but they...
Yeah, they're coming.
Yes.
That's what you have to look forward to.
Right.
And we continue to invite you, if you find this helpful and you like the conversation, go on to Apple or your favorite podcast release and give us a review. We'd love that.
We would. And I just wanted to also, for those of you that are now maybe getting back to the office or you're focusing more on your teamwork, at the beginning of the year, we did a Beauty of Conflict for Teams series. So there's a whole bunch of how to have virtual meetings better, lots of different specific episodes that are really grab and goes for you to make your work team operate more effectively.
So either grab that team kit or go back and grab those series of podcasts to listen to.
Yes. Now, we just want to thank you for, if you're listening to my words now, you hung on with us through our 100th episode. And we just really want to appreciate you being here. It makes it all worth it. We love doing this. We do it for free and we enjoy it. But we just want to thank you, the listeners out there.
Yes. Thanks for joining us. We hope you found today's episode valuable. We know you're busy, and we want to make it easy for you to understand how conflict may be showing up in a way that's impacting your team negatively. We recorded the first 3 chapters of our book for you to listen to for free.
Get your free audio sample at thriveinc.com/free sample. That's thriveinc.com/free sample.